When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Our final guest of the morning is attorney Kevin Stocker. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you on this beautiful Sunday morning?
Kevin, I'm doing well. Let me tell you, I cannot wait. I'll say this when it's 50 in April, but the fact that it's mid-70s in April, I mean, this is just the perfect lazy day out in the sun.
Great day to do yard work.
That's right. If I had a yard, I'd be doing yard work. Now, Kevin, a lot of stuff involving the law happening politically this week, and I want to start here in the state of New York. As we've all seen by now, the ridiculous district or the gerrymandering, whatever it's called, of New York State. We see this everywhere. We talked about it with Dave Leventhal last segment. It was deemed unconstitutional. Where do we go? Well, how does it get deemed unconstitutional, and where do we go from here?
Well, that's a good question. You have a situation when gerrymandering has existed from the beginning of time, it seems, and each party that gets control politically rearranges districts to benefit themselves and to stay in power, is basically what it comes down to. And the power of the people are never taken into consideration. Fairness and equity are never taken into consideration. And it's all about maintaining power. How do we control? How do we get to a point someday where power is not rested in party bosses that put judges in particular positions and that rely on party bosses? The public has to rise up, and politics has to become more for the voters and less about the party bosses and people who seek power, and more about the public. So, right now we have a situation where a particular party is gerrymandered based on the appellate division's holding too much, and now the Court of Appeals will weigh in on trying to fix that. But both sides are equally at fault, in my opinion.
And Kevin, we hear this, from a state all the time when these maps are drawn. But it seems at the end of the day, the map that the, as you said, party in power wants is the map they'll get. It's still likely, right, that this is the map we're going to deal with in New York State?
I don't know if I can predict what the map will eventually look like. But again, you have people who have put judges in positions of power, and those judges rely on them to reinstate them for their next term. And you have a lot of influence going on, and you have people, elected officials, giving money to various organizations to create their own district so it ensures that they stay in power. You have all these factors going on behind the scenes. It doesn't mean anything's based on the law, fairness, equity, all those issues. So where this ends up, I'd be like playing the pick 10 numbers. don't have a clue.
And the good thing about the pick 10 numbers is if you don't get one, you get your money back.
Is that true? That I didn't know.
See, learn.
I've never gotten my money back.
Kevin, another thing I was surprised because, you know, like you said, this is how I always approach it. It's the party that puts the judges in that they'll get their way when they have power. Are you surprised that two Democrat judges voted that this was unconstitutional? Because to me, it usually seems like this is a party thing.
You know, I always look at who is voting and what are the issues. And yeah, that I found to be noteworthy. And it shows me that judges are giving thought to the law and making good decisions and, you know, just not your typical, which I've seen in the past, judges go along with bad law just because it served a particular political interest. So what the Court of Appeals does and how it reasons and gets through the process of redistricting, I mean, again, gerrymandering is about power and ensuring power.
How long do you think it will take the Court of Appeals to look at this? You know, how because you have primaries coming up. I mean, how much longer will this take before it's in stone?
It's been my experience that the judiciary is pretty good about expediting political cases that affect elections. They work hard and expedite those type of cases. So I would assume that the Court of Appeals will fast track this and they'll hear arguments fairly soon, and maybe the political calendar stays the same and maybe it gets adjusted somewhat. But you know, they'll weigh all those factors. They know how hard it is on the people passing petitions and the number of signatures required to qualify as a candidate. And again, the system is designed to keep the incumbents in place. The system is not designed for challengers. It's designed to keep challengers out. And again, another issue that needs to be addressed so that elected officials listen to voters more as opposed to the party bosses.
Another going from state court to federal court, another thing that was all over the news more on a national level this week was the federal judge in Florida throwing out the mask mandate that was in place by the CDC. We now hear that's going to be challenged. What will this challenge look like? And well, first off, was the judge in her right power to be able to throw that out this week in Florida?
Well, I jumped online quick to try to get some information on that particular decision. Couldn't pick up the 59-page decision, so I'm relying on the media that does little blurbs. But it appears the federal judge took a very narrow-minded view of the statute. There was language in the statute that had expansive language that would allow the CDC in the future to determine emergency powers necessary to protect the public. But this particular judge decided to take a narrow interpretation of a statute. And if I were to make a guess on a future decision, I would think that gets reversed to some degree that allows future CDC and presidential administration to make quick decisions regarding pandemics that affect the public's health and take action to help protect communities.
So don't get too comfortable in the airports without the mask?
If I were to hazard a guess regarding the mask issue and transportation right now, we're looking at data currently where even though numbers are going up, the virus does not appear to be as deadly. Hospitalization is not going up. So I would take a wild guess that the mask mandate could be loosened. However, we don't know if the virus mutates in the future or a different virus comes down that's much more deadly, that we have to mask up and do other measures to help protect our families, our communities, and people that have compromised health systems. So it could all change, and you want the scientists to be able to have as much information and the government and the leaders to make smart decisions and a quick turnaround time so that it does the greatest public good.
You know, for the last 2 years, especially here in New York State, you see a lot of the mandates challenged. Legally, how do I word this? Legally, did any challenge to a mandate have a legal reasoning to be accepted in a court? Saying, does the state, does the federal government in the law have the rights to put the mandates that we've seen for the last 2 years?
Well, I would say whether it's a state mandate or a federal mandate, there are powers put in place that allow administrations to put policy forward to protect communities. Now, as things change and data changes, issues change, you could go to court and make a legal argument whether the policy is right or wrong. And courts will weigh that carefully given the issues at stake. But what we don't know is what the future holds and what type of emergency powers are necessary. For instance, we give a president emergency power if we're attacked, and we don't have to rely on our legislature to vote on certain things and the time that it takes. So likewise, when our health is compromised, we give our government power to act quickly, but there are checks and balances put in place, which are always good, and we want to inform our public regarding all the data so that as families, as members of our community, we can make smart decisions to protect our children, to protect other people in the community. And I think those are all good things, and they all have checks and balances associated with them.
Well, as we saw this week, the law and politics usually collide. Kevin, I'm glad you were available to break that down for us, those two big news-making decisions. Hopefully you have a great Sunday afternoon.
You as well. Have a great Sunday and enjoy the rest of next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That is Kevin Stocker breaking down the redistricting and the Florida federal decision.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.